When the name Team Tiki is mentioned, one wonders how it relates to this young group trying to change the entertainment scene in Ghana. According to the group's publicist, David Debra, the word was created through sheer imagination. He says Team Tiki has set out to make a mark by fusing top-notch organizational skills with social responsibility to create high-powered events.
Well, Team Tiki is actually a group of boys and girls who understand what fun and entertainment is all about. So when we set up to do something in that direction, we go all out, then we kill it. It's not like an initial that has a breakdown. It's just Team Tiki. How the name came about is history, but then that's what we go by, Team Tiki. So, yeah, it's an entertainment group, and it has a charity wing as well. So, why we do what we do is that we want to address certain issues. If some people throw parties, we don't deliver. Let me give an example. Somebody goes to a party and says, you might get free drinks or whatever. And you go to the party and then the situation is different. The drinks are rather expensive. What if you didn't budget for that? So we just came to the system to level it and then also to raise funds for charity. We don't say that that's what we do. We don't come and then say like we are throwing a party to raise funds for charity. But then after each and every one of our events, we go back to society. We find an orphanage or we find somebody in need of some cash or some assistance.
Highlighting Team Tiki's achievements, David tells us it's all based on resilience and perseverance.
We've achieved a lot. Our party, there were a lot of youth entertainment groups at the time before we came, but we came into the system and then we made a mark. We were recognized from then up to now. So, yeah, we've achieved a lot. We've thrown a lot of parties. People have come and had their fun. We carried a lot of messages across and we've done a lot of charity work too. So, yeah. It has really helped us. We are coming up with a One Goal, One Child project to raise funds for the, it's actually called the Madame Fopa Orphanage. So that's the main charity thing in the line right now. So yeah, so we've had the foster home at the donation to the Westchester the hotel. And we've actually sent some funds to the Pierre Doma Memorial Hope Fund. We're looking at doing the One Goal, One Child project to raise funds and then go back to the Madame Fopa. Yeah, that is it's about it. And I think something worthwhile in relation to the charity that I've been talking about since. That is all for our charity wing.
David says the group's inspiration comes from their own saying, given 100% effort yields 100% result. This is the code the team has been living by, and this is what has kept them alive to date.
I'm saying this because if you cut your mind around and then we look at everybody else that has made it, everybody else that is who he is today, starting from Obama right down to everybody else, Usain Bolt, Bill Gates, everybody. You can't do something and give it 40% of your effort and expect to make 110% results. It doesn't work like that. You put in 100% effort, the results will come 100%. So then that's the code we go by. That's one of the things that keeps us going. That's one of the things that we go by, that 100% effort yield 100% results. So then and whatever it is, no matter how small it is that they're doing it, try putting the 100% effort, see what happens.
I have been privileged to come into contact with Team Tiki while in Ghana, and I must say, they do deliver 100% in all their endeavors. This gives their events a positive twist. David has this word of advice for other event organizing teams in Africa and also in the diaspora who plan on making a mark in the industry.
Okay, it will be the psyche, the mentality, the foundation on which groups are built. When you want to start something in life, right, you don't go thinking about the money first. The youth of today want to make it very fast. But then you have to take your time in whatever you do. People have very brilliant ideas, but then come into the system with money consciousness. They want to make as much money as possible within the shortest possible time. Unfortunately, the system we find ourselves in doesn't work like that. If you don't take your time, it won't happen. If you go thinking about the money, you might actually miss your mark and then ruin or then spoil your shoe. It'll go a long way to affect your brand as well. The psyche, the foundation, the mentality on which the group is built, everybody should understand that you should be happy about what you are doing. The results come as a bonus. If there's a reward out there, it will come. If the reward doesn't come, if you feel like the reward's coming, don't switch your efforts, keep going. Be resilient to the system. Force it, push it, keep going. Once you're happy doing what you're doing, keep doing it. And then at the right time, the right reward will come. It has worked for me, and I'm sure it'll work for everybody else.
As Team Tiki grows in their endeavors, they continue to expand their membership and also continue to impact their society as they contribute to different charities and organize different projects targeted at youth. For Africa's Rising Stars, Kwame Ofori, Washington, D.C.